Conversation 1.
Just look at this email from Phillip's English teacher. It says Phillip's missing his last two book reports.
No way. Every time I see him in front of the computer, he tells me he's doing homework.
He's probably spending hours on the internet. That's it. No more internet until he shapes up at school.
Conversation 2.
I'm really getting worried about Sandy. I don't know what to do.
Sandy? She's such a good kid. What's up?
Well, ever since she got her driver's license last month, she's been staying out later and later. Last night, she didn't get home until after 11. She's no baby, but I worry about her. I'm losing sleep.
Well, you need your sleep. Why don't you give her a curfew? Tell her if she gets in 1 minute late, she's grounded.
Conversation 3.
Hey, Jill. What's up?
I'm grounded. I can't go to the concert.
What did you do?
Absolutely nothing. My dad told me to take off all my makeup before I went to school, and I told him he was being ridiculous.
You told him that?
Yeah, he's just so annoying. Next time he tells me I can't wear makeup, I think I'll get a tattoo. That'll show him.
Conversation 4.
You know, Jen, Mom and Dad aren't that bad. Now that I think back on how much trouble we gave them, I appreciate them more.
Me too. I used to think they were so dumb, but it turns out they are pretty smart. You know, I hope when I have kids, I'll be as smart about kids as Mom and Dad.
End of Unit 8. Page 97. Exercise A. Listening. Listen to the conversations about generational issues. Conversation 1.
Just look at this email from Phillip's English teacher. It says Phillip's missing his last two book reports.
No way. Every time I see him in front of the computer, he tells me he's doing homework.
He's probably spending hours on the internet. That's it. No more internet until he shapes up at school.
Conversation 2.
I'm really getting worried about Sandy. I don't know what to do.
Sandy? She's such a good kid. What's up?
Well, ever since she got her driver's license last month, she's been staying out later and later. Last night, she didn't get home until after 11. She's no baby, but I worry about her. I'm losing sleep.
Well, you need your sleep. Why don't you give her a curfew? Tell her if she gets in 1 minute late, she's grounded.
Conversation 3.
Hey, Jill. What's up?
I'm grounded. I can't go to the concert.
What did you do?
Absolutely nothing. My dad told me to take off all my makeup before I went to school, and I told him he was being ridiculous.
You told him that?
Yeah, he's just so annoying. Next time he tells me I can't wear makeup, I think I'll get a tattoo. That'll show him.
Conversation 4.
You know, Jen, Mom and Dad aren't that bad. Now that I think back on how much trouble we gave them, I appreciate them more.
Me too. I used to think they were so dumb, but it turns out they are pretty smart. You know, I hope when I have kids, I'll be as smart about kids as Mom and Dad.
Now listen to each conversation again, and complete each statement with the correct comparative.